Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, April 6th, and we're here awaiting our guests eagerly, right?
We are. Yeah,
we're going to have a couple of special guests in the studio, so we're looking forward to their arrival. How are you doing, Kelsey?
I'm good.
Yeah,
it's hump day.
Yeah, I know. Humping is humping. are you feeling better today?
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling great.
You're improving?
Back to my normal self.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
What'd you do to the headphone?
Oh, it's a little bit loud, so I always just turn
it
out.
Oh, you turn one out?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I can
turn it down for you.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah, hold on. I didn't realize that. Because I like
that's
it loud.
Better, that's better.
That's better?
Yeah,
okay,
they taught me that in the studio.
Yeah, it wouldn't be comfortable to sit like that the whole time, turning the headphone inside out.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're feeling better. That's good. Are you back to work and everything?
I am.
You never stopped, right?
I never really stopped. No. And I set up my professional Facebook page. So
yes, I was invited and
oh,
I joined.
Yeah.
And I'm
saw
following
that.
Now.
So
anybody who can support Kelsey, please do so.
Yeah, I'm slowly starting to transition.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my personal page, like, I can't accept any more friends. And so then if I want to accept people I actually know, like, I can't.
Yeah.
And I have to go unfriend somebody, and it's just a mess.
Right? Yeah, it's a whole thing, you know. And, yeah, so when you reach 5,000, you figure, yeah. And besides, you know, what you can do is turn maybe your existing account, once you build the page, maybe into something a little more family and personal, just
that's
friends
what
and
I'm
family.
Thinking. Yeah, that's kind
and
of what I want to do.
It's not public anymore, you know?
Right. It's going to take a while to transition.
Yeah,
but
it will. It will. But eventually, you'll be able to just share family pictures and things like that and really take advantage of Facebook.
Yeah.
Because when you're in the public eye, you don't want to share those things, you know?
Right. And right now, everything's kind of public, you know, on both pages, even my personal one. But I don't share anything, like, quote-unquote personal, you know? I never check in anywhere or anything like that, just because I do post publicly, so I mean it's essentially a public page as well, but I wanted to get the little check verification and everything, so if people want to find me that way,
there you go, you know. And you guys can just find Kelsey just about anywhere on social media.
Yeah, I know, I'm everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you have a website too?
I do, yeah. It's just my name, KelseyBolin.net.
Remember that one. It's not Beverly Hills, but it's the vicinity.
Right?
In other words, no, what they say is like domain names. Excuse me. It's like being in a neighborhood. So in other words, the .com is the neighborhood everybody wants to be in, right? Because people think automatically .com. So if somebody wanted to look for you, they'd probably put in KelseyBolin.com.
I think it still goes to it.
Yeah, I doubt that there's going to be anything there anyway. People will figure out right away that's not yours. But yeah, so the .net is like the second best, but so it's not Beverly Hills, but it's the vicinity, right?
And I'm in the process of buying up the .com, so.
Really?
Yeah.
So but we'll you know what? The thing is, I realized that websites are not as important anymore because there's so much social media.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Right? It used to be if you didn't have a website, you were like, you don't exist.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because a lot of people will reference my website, and which is I'm still kind of getting used to, because the whole reason I set it up in the first place was for like casting reasons, professional reasons.
Yeah.
That's a good job. Because I was just tired of sending, you know, people would ask for material, for like hosting material, acting material, whatever.
Right.
And
that's just a great idea.
It's so annoying to send them, you know, 6-7 different links, and who wants to watch that? So I thought, okay, let's just invest in it and hire a web guy and send them to one place. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. So that's why I kind of created it. And then now people are actually starting to visit it, which is cool.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that was the original intent behind it.
Cool. So, so you guys can find Kelsey everywhere, really. I wish I had more time for social media. You know, I mean, I'd like to be more involved, but I just don't have the time for it. Sometimes I just have a dry spell, so I can't think of anything to write. Sometimes I just write like a million things. So
yeah,
I just sort of like OD'd on the politics for a while. So you know.
Yeah.
Okay, our guests are coming in. Yay! So we can come on in. Yeah.
They like to be in. Yeah.
Have a seat over there. Hi. I have a seat over there. That's fine. No problem. We haven't finished yapping here yet, so just give us a couple minutes. So, Kelsey, one more thing. Oh, I wanted to tell you.
Uh-huh.
I'm sort of like embarrassed to sit here today because can you see my face is swollen on one side?
Did you get your tooth pulled?
No, actually what happened is, well, I did, but some time ago. And I'm ready for an implant, and now it's like suddenly swelled. So I don't know what the hell's
it's
happening.
It's infected.
You think?
Yeah.
But that's like a lot of time later. But I know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I know. So I'm going to go to the dentist
and
have
like
it all fixed and everything.
ASAP, though.
I know. Yesterday, it's just the tooth hurt, and today the whole cheek is like,
oh
yeah, I know. Ah! So good thing I took a scan of myself yesterday without the swollen face, you know, yeah. So awesome. Well, we're going to bring in our guests now who just arrived, and we're very eager to speak to them. Guys, get closer to the mics, please. And so you're Linda, right?
I'm Linda.
Linda Flannery.
Yes.
And then we have Donna Derrico, right?
Close, yes.
Derrico, is it?
Derrico.
Derrico.
Yes, Derrico.
Oh, okay. So, okay, now I know. You see? So where was I when Baywatch was going on, right?
I don't know. Where were you?
Where were you? Not watching TV. That's where I was. But thank you for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Of course. And we're excited because you guys put together a film. Mm-hmm. And is it released yet? Get closer to the mic.
It is released. The film is in theaters. We're using a theatrical on-demand approach for the release.
Oh, great.
Okay. So we're real excited. So basically, anyone that wants to see it can go to our website, and if they don't see a screening, they can then request one.
Wow, that's cool. So the movie's called Only God Can.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Tell us, and you star in it, right?
Yes, yes.
So tell us a little bit about what the film is.
It's about five women from Charleston, South Carolina, who all went to college together. They went to the College of Charleston together. And they've stayed in touch. They're older now, but they get together every year. And they've each developed, you know, as we do, as we get older, their own sets of issues and problems that they deal with. And my character, my character's name is Coley, she is an alcoholic. She's developed a very bad alcohol problem. And the alcoholism has driven everybody from her life and pretty much ruined, you know, all of her relationships.
Wow, yeah.
But it really goes into each of the characters' different struggles. Like one is a single mom who's struggling financially, trying to make ends meet. You know, another one is dealing with the fact that her husband's always cheating on her.
Yeah.
You know, and
so
then
it's reality.
It
pretty
is,
much,
and it really
right?
goes into all of these struggles that a lot of us can identify with. But it does have, you know, a vein of you know, the faith aspect runs through it,
right?
Too, but it's not just about faith. It's both. It's about these struggles that people deal with that a lot of people can relate to, and you know, friendship getting us through things, and faith
yeah.
in God.
And I like movies
things.
Like that. You know, it's like drama. You know,
very
it's a
much.
Big,
yeah,
big break from all the explosions and the violence.
It's
yeah.
really, you know, it was really nice to work on a film that didn't have nudity, swearing,
I know.
Violence, sex
everywhere.
It was very refreshing,
yeah.
And it's like something that I can be proud for my kids to come with me to watch.
Right,
you know?
And a part you can sink your teeth into
exactly.
and everything. Yeah.
yeah.
Wow.
Really,
really
nice.
Cool.
Nice film. Really
yeah.
nicely done.
And
film.
Linda, you directed the film?
No, I'm the executive producer.
You're the executive producer.
Yes.
Now, who wrote the film?
Two ladies that were from...
You need to get closer
yeah.
to the
way,
please.
Close. Two ladies that were from Charleston, South Carolina, and... The film was co-written by Colette Harrington Schwory and Terry Ward Tucker. So the movie was written about women, produced by women, and most of the stars, other than Greg Evigan,
yeah,
are women.
Women.
So for me, the film is very empowering to women, and I think it also speaks to the way women relate to each other. It's really a different movie in that sense.
But
as
you know,
well.
But that said, men shouldn't shy away from watching it because a lot of men are loving this film.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I saw the trailer.
Men are crying.
Really?
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
They're very they relate moving. To the issues.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
There is the male aspect there. You know, Greg Evigan plays Pastor Rodney, and he's got a very strong character and part in the film too. But it's just it deals with so much stuff and goes. It does it in a really, you know, interesting way that you get drawn into it. Men and women are loving it.
Right.
And
I could have. I mean, I would imagine I'm dying to see it because I saw the trailer, and it really looks nice. I mean, the acting is good.
The acting's great.
Great actors and everything. You know, so that's really good. Now, so Linda, was this like your idea, or did people come to you with the idea? How did this materialize?
I read the script.
Okay.
I was given the script to read, and I just knew when I read the script that I had to do this. I really felt compelled to do it. And so we, got the cast together and just started working on it. And it's been really a great, just a wonderful experience. I've met a lot of wonderful people, and it's been really very uplifting.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds inspirational, you know, and that's a nice thing about it, and it's refreshing because you know, you keep hearing in Hollywood women don't get enough good roles and everything like that,
especially
you know?
Women our age.
Yeah, right.
You know, we're not.
Yeah,
like
well, well, but yeah, but I mean, still, it's like it seems like in every, even in every age group, you know, women are saying, oh, you know, they always call
it's true.
For discrimination and all that stuff.
Well,
you know?
I wouldn't go that far, but there aren't as many, you know. Really strong roles for women.
Do you think
aren't.
It's because the industry is still mostly run by men? Is that why? I mean, why should that
affect
the storyline?
It is a man's industry.
Line,
it really is mostly run by men. But I don't know if that's really why. I mean, I think that people that run the industry are playing to the appetite of the consumer. And so I think that even though a lot of women like to go to the movies, women have kids, and they're going to want to take, you know, go to a movie that people don't always have babysitters and stuff. The men can sometimes get away a little easier and go see a movie. So I don't know if that's what it is or not. I certainly don't think it's discrimination. I think it's just, you know,
it's
you're
business.
Giving people
gonna,
what they, yeah, yeah it
They're
is a business.
They play what people want.
To the audience, right?
Right.
And I think, you know, if people want more inspirational films and faith-based films, then they need to go out
and support them. Sure. Yeah.
Totally. Because
that's true.
And show, you know, people that there is, you know, a large audience for a market for this kind of film.
So what's a faith-based film, what does that mean? I mean, does it involve like religion and things like that? So, or at least God, right?
Yes.
There's
it
an
doesn't
element
have to
of
be like organized
faith.
Religion, right?
Right.
But a relationship with God, maybe.
It is a relationship with God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, in this particular film, it is. I mean, I describe it as a movie about relationships, relationships with the women, and relationships that some of them lack with God.
Right.
And that kind of changes towards the end a bit, but,
so
but
that's
really
kinda,
what it's about.
So it like completes their lives when they do get into the spiritual part of it?
I guess it more like helps them with whatever their personal issue is that they're struggling
it's a void,
with.
Yeah. Kelsey, you would be interested in that, no?
I'm from Texas, so so I can relate to the San Antonio area.
We have a really huge following in San Antonio.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. We have over 440,000 Facebook followers.
Uh-huh.
So
that's
awesome. Check out our page.
Okay.
I think, you know, Only God Can Movie is the Facebook page.
Yes, we're very religious down there.
Yeah.
So I can see how it would be a
and
big
I
hit.
I live in Charleston, actually.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
You live there now?
I do. I fly out here for work, but I actually, my family's out there.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just
That's
flew in last night.
I know. My family's in Texas, and they're like, come home. What are you doing out there in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah? My dad calls it that. I'm not kidding.
Kind of, though. It's kind of true-ish.
I know.
I feel out of place here, too. I'm from Georgia.
Yeah, I know.
It's just, it's different.
I know. And then I go back home, and I'm like, oh, everything's so much slower here.
Yeah.
It is.
And
yeah.
Sweeter.
Cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where in Georgia are you from?
Columbus.
Really?
Columbus,
is that like
Georgia.
A small place? Because I haven't
it's
heard
of it.
It's
a big, small town.
A big, small town.
Yeah.
And so what did you do there before you moved to L.A.? Did you get into acting early on in your
life? Well, there's not much of a there's nowhere to go as an actor in Columbus, Georgia. Right. I mean, unless,
but you felt the urge you wanted to act.
Yeah,
and stuff?
I did early on, and early I would on? Do all the school plays. And I starred. My first starring role was in third grade in the nativity school nativity play. I played the Virgin Mary.
Whoa!
Yeah,
oh, that's so cute.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. That was my first role.
And then she went on to be on Baywatch. And
yeah,
everything.
Then
so
I was on Baywatch.
Quite a big, quite a difference.
Yeah.
But so cool. So you've been in Hollywood for a while then, right?
Yeah, a long while. About 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So you moved here. Did you know anybody when you moved
nope.
here? So you just figured I want to go to Hollywood because
give it
I want to act.
I told myself I was going to give... I was going to give it 1 year to make it.
I and said now, that too.
Really?
Now I'm like, and I'm like, if I don't make it in a year, which now I'm looking back, I'm like, are you kidding? 1 year?
Yeah,
you think you're
going to
make it in Hollywood? But I did. And wow. and so I stayed.
Yeah. So do you feel, I mean, are you like a spiritual faith based person? I mean, do you have that in your life right now?
I say I'm religious.
You're religious.
I'm a religious person, yeah.
So, and you have you always been?
Yes. So, well, I mean, I was raised in the church. I'm Catholic. I was baptized when I was a baby. I grew up going to Mass every Sunday with my family. And but then, like a lot of us do in my late teens and 20s and kind of my 30s, too, I fell away. Fell away, really far away.
Yeah.
And I went down the wrong path. And, you know, I veered completely in the opposite direction. And then, you know, certain things started happening in my life and people were in my life that were very negative influences.
Yeah.
And I needed something more, kind of like what this movie, the message of this movie is,
wow,
to get
cool.
me through some really, really difficult times. And wow. I returned to my faith at that point.
Wow.
And I've never looked back because it really got me through some
it
really
got you through.
Stuff.
Do you feel it helped you with your career, too?
Yeah, I think it helped me with every
like
aspect.
All
of
around,
all
right?
the way around.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, you see, I mean, I've had times in my life when I got a little closer to God and stuff, and I felt like, you know what, things are going a little smoother.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it seems like they do.
It helps because, with anxiety too. I found.
Because you feel like I'm not alone, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
like,
exactly.
You know, someone is at least.
And that's not to say that bad things don't happen
right,
when you have
right.
faith. And I mean, and sometimes
that's
you're
true. Yeah.
You know. Your faith is tested
right.
hard,
like with Job and stuff, right?
But you know exactly.
Yeah.
But then you know you get through. You keep your faith and you push on through and you come out the other side. You always do. You always come out the other side.
Right.
No matter how bad things are, you can think of the worst time in your life, Sam.
Yeah.
You have come out the other side because you're sitting here.
That's true. Yeah.
You will make it through.
Yeah, that's true. Except some people make like dumb moves and then you know, and then they can't come back, you know. It's like
that's
a one-way door, you know.
Some people just go too far.
Yeah, sure. You know, like I'm thinking of like adult entertainers
that
we see a lot of them here in this town, and you have to question the judgment of going through a one-way street.
Even they can turn around.
Really?
That's true.
It's but
never too late.
But it's all out there. Come on.
It is.
You
know?
No,
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
So that's tough.
Yeah, it is tough.
Yeah. And Linda, what about you? So you live, it's got to be hard to live over there and work here, no? How often do you travel back and forth?
It depends on what phase of the movie you know, I'm working in. When we were editing and all, I was out here. I just flew back for weekends because I still have children in high school, my youngest, but I'm also a grandmom, so I have older kids.
Oh my
kids.
Gosh, wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, we have a bit of a little spread with our family, but I love what I do, and I love being able to make a difference in people's lives, and I like it out here. It's a nice change. I mean, I get to go back to the quietness.
Right.
That's the way I look at it, you know,
yeah.
And I can chill and relax. And but I love coming out here and
seeing. And this is the action. But you sort of like separated it.
Well, that's
from
kind
your
of how
it's
I look
it's
at
nice.
It.
It's a nice place to visit.
I go back like every month for a good minute. Yeah.
And she's got the best of both worlds because she gets to come to LA and experience it on a limited basis, then go back to normal town.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
So it's nice for her.
For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Donna D'Errico.
Thank you.
Right. I truly apologize. I mean,
no,
it's like
fine.
It's the worst thing you can do. Mispronounce somebody's
you
name.
You know, it's okay.
You know, but no, truly, I never, you know, during the height of your career on Baywatch and everything, I wasn't watching TV. I still don't. You know,
I don't either.
There's a million shows that are great, according to mm-hmm. some people, but who's got time to watch it all, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but, we don't watch a lot of, I mean, I don't watch TV, really, which is probably kind of odd, but we don't. Yeah. We don't have time.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. So you moved here, and what did you do? Start auditioning right away?
Right, I did, yeah.
And what was the first break
the
you
first
got?
The first thing that I did was a Tostitos commercial with Chris Elliott.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You remember back when they were doing those Tostitos commercials with Chris Elliott, and the tagline was, really? No, not really.
I don't remember that one. Yeah. I remember a lot of commercials.
I do, vaguely, yeah.
So, yeah, that was that. And then I did, like, Married with Children and Happily Ever After and those kinds of shows.
Uh-huh.
And then I got my big break being cast on Baywatch Nights, which was the spinoff show that was Hasselhoff's baby kind of show. It was sort of what happens afterwards. It was a little more sci-fi kind of a thing. It only lasted two seasons, but I did them. I did both of those seasons, and then they rolled my character over onto Baywatch, so I was on both shows at the same time.
Wow, look at that. I mean, it's like...
So I went from nothing
to being
a star of two series at the same time.
So, I mean, that must have been... made you feel good. I'm talented.
It did,
you know,
people.
I mean, I come from this big town.
I wasn't talented, Sam.
No, you weren't.
I didn't
talented.
Know what in the world I was doing. I was the worst actor probably in
really?
LA.
So oh, you yeah. think it was the looks then that got you the
probably,
part?
Probably.
Yeah.
I guess. But then I worked on my craft, and I actually, after Baywatch ended, I studied Shakespeare, believe it or not, under Tom Todaroff. Wow. And he's in New York. And I just really worked on my craft. And then I started doing some independent films. And I did these three improvised dialogue films.
Oh, that's cool. I've heard of those.
With this ensemble cast that moved from film to film together. And that consisted of me, Jennifer Tilly, Andy McDowell, Colin Feore, Elizabeth McGovern, people like that.
Uh-huh.
And different characters, different everything from movie to movie.
Right.
But because it was an improvised, they were improvised dialogue films, it really forced me to opposite these giant, you know, I was so humbled to be working opposite them, to be able to work on improvised dialogue films opposite these people. Really, it was like a crash course.
Yeah.
And
very cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, yeah. And Linda, how did you first get into film? I mean, what was your dream? Obviously, you want to be like producing films. Do you direct as well?
I don't direct.
You direct. You don't direct.
No. Nope.
But you do executive producing.
I do.
What does that involve? Tell us.
I manage everything, all parts of it. I kind of hold all the pieces together. I do it my way, though, because I feel like I've developed good relationships with all the cast and the actors. I still do. I want to know my audience. I'm the kind of person that I need to understand kind of the whole big picture, and then I pull in people to do the directing or to do the parts that
right.
I feel I need.
So you're the leader of the project, pretty much. I mean, you put it
I
all
would
together.
Say that,
yeah. Yeah.
Choosing.
Now, yeah. Now, let me ask you this, because I know directors like to think of this is my film. I'm the painter of this painting, of this masterpiece. Are there now I'm not asking you specifically about you, but tell me in general, okay? Are there sometimes like friction between the producers, the executive producers, and the directors as far as to I want it to be this way and the other one says I want it to be this way? You know,
I mean, I would definitely say that, because you get people with strong opinions, you know, multiple people that really always want to be heard. But I think it's about we were really kind of lucky, I think, with this film, and that it was very important for all of us to put the film first and the message, to get the message out. And so I feel like even with those disagreements that came up, we kind of stood back, took an adult approach, and really based it on, you know, what is really best for this.
Right.
It's not what does Linda Flannery think
right.
is best.
So it's not about the egos stuff.
No, and I don't deal well with egos. I really honestly don't feel like I do. I treat people, you know, I'm very down to earth. I'm very honest with what I feel.
Yeah, respect
and I
people.
Expect that kind of back. So,
And I feel we have that on our team.
Yeah.
I really do, don't you, Don?
There really weren't any egos on set.
Yeah, very
no,
cool.
No, they're great
and,
people.
Yeah, and it seems like, I mean, a great cast, you know, a really
yeah,
great too. Cast.
Very nice. We all worked really well
great
together.
Great actors. I mean,
yes.
This, you really do need, Donna is, all the cast was great in it, but she really can act. And she doesn't drink, so... But she plays this alcoholic.
Yeah. Really?
And she's
yeah.
amazing.
Oh, wow.
And it's interesting because, you know, just to see that. But, I mean, she really can do a very... her role, there's a lot of crying. There's a lot of emotion to it. I mean, she really, really, you know, has to get real and raw. And
wow.
she did a beautiful job.
Thank you. Thank
wow,
you,
Linda. Wow, very nice. So how long is the film? That's a full feature film?
It is yeah. about an hour and 40
yeah.
minutes.
Oh, okay. So yeah. how long does it take to make a film like this?
We did it quick.
Really?
Well, I mean, the principal photography was quick.
Yeah.
The filming
quick,
of it was quick.
Probably,
but the post-production took a while.
It took a while.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, but are we talking months or years?
Yes.
Oh. okay. I think, I mean, it depends on the situations you run into, I think, with each film. For me, I'm very picky. So the editing took a while because, and I had to be a part of that, probably painstakingly for some
yeah.
of the people. But, you know, editing is where you create, I mean, you have good act. So we had great acting. We had a good script, really good script, good actors. And then you have this movie that you've got to edit. And you can, you know, the editing is kind of the way the story ends up being put together and told.
Yeah.
And so... We did. We spent a lot of time on that. And I am proud of it, and I feel like that it was worth all the time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was. It turned out really great.
Yeah. That's the thing. Is you probably want to be a little more patient with it and then
yeah.
get the
you
results
can't
rush that
it.
You want.
Can't, I mean, mm-hmm. Look at anything in life.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
If you just take it and don't put the time in that you need,
right.
usually the results aren't as good.
Right. Maybe that's why I don't do very well with women.
No,
I'm kidding.
Hey, women?
I'm
maybe
kidding.
That's why. Gotta quit cutting to the chase at
that. Well, relationships take work, right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
The film is Only God Can. And Linda Flannery is the executive producer, and Donna DeRico is the star of the film. An emotional film. I think you guys can get a pretty good idea from the trailer. How can people listen to, or watch the trailer?
If you just Google Only God Can official trailer,
okay.
It'll come up on a Vimeo link or YouTube.
Okay.
But our website is Only God Can Movie.
Okay.
.com.
Yeah, yep. .com. Facebook is Only God Can Movie.
Uh-huh.
So everything is
Only God Can Movie.
I'm yeah. okay. going to like it right now.
Yay!
Yeah.
Become one of your hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. And did you do the casting yourself as well for the film?
One of my other producers that I work with, he actually is responsible for the casting and did an amazing job.
He did.
Wow.
He did.
And how did you find out about the part or the film?
It was from Patrick.
Yeah.
This, one
so
of
he
producers.
Approached you or?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, really?
He
wow,
asked
cool.
me.
So people like, so casting directors or, you know, they have an idea sometimes of who would be good for the part,
right? We talked
right?
about it. We actually did. Your name came up. We all talk about,
wow.
do you think so-and-so can play this role? You know, what are your thoughts?
Right.
And then they audition.
Yeah.
But Patrick, you know, handled the auditions.
Yeah.
So. I didn't audition for that. He offered
it
to me
outright.
But
we did talk to you about. Or we envisioned you.
Okay. Yeah.
As Coley.
Okay. There you go.
Just so you know.
But I'm so glad
really
that they did
that.
Because
yeah.
I've never been given an opportunity mm-hmm. to play a role, a character like this one.
Yeah.
Well, I've played other. You know, in some of the independent films I've done, I've played some other dramatic characters, but nothing quite like this.
Yeah.
And I'm really grateful that they gave me the opportunity to show. You know, that I can do a character. Handle a
yeah,
character.
There you
yes,
go. Yeah, especially when you feel that in the beginning you weren't a great actress. Now's your chance to
that
redeem
was, yeah.
yourself.
Well,
right?
now I mean, in the independent films that I did and those the films I told you about, the improvised dialogue films and stuff, those I don't think anybody ever saw, but that was after I had studied Shakespeare and stuff, so I was doing
yeah.
really good work, but nobody saw those. So
yeah,
so
yeah.
now, you know, fast forward to this one, people are going to see this film, and
yeah.
I'm really proud of my work.
Yeah, and you're doing great promotion on it, yeah. and like I said again, so who are the other actors in the film?
Lisa Sheridan plays Sarah, and Sarah is the real religious one. Sarah is the one that has for 20 years been trying to get these girls to find God. And they kind of dismiss her. They have since college.
Oh, make fun of her
and
stuff.
And they make fun of her religion. And so she's almost gotten to the point where she kind of has just decided it's probably not even going to happen. And then something happens. There is a death. I'm not going to go into it any more than that. And that kind of makes people, you know, you step back and you reevaluate at that point.
Yeah.
So,
And then there's Greg Evigan.
Greg Evigan, he plays a pastor. He's never done that before either.
Really?
So, and as an actor, I know we've all talked to Greg about it. You know, you still need to be comfortable with your lines and what you say. And so, you know, he had to work through some of the lines as a pastor that he was asked to say in the script. So we had little work to do on that. But
he was great,
amazing.
In it. Yeah, very he's natural.
Like, the coolest pastor you probably would ever meet.
He's just so
and down the cutest.
Very cute.
Yeah, there you go.
So he's called Pastor Hot Rod in the movie.
Really?
He's cute.
And there's a little bit of a romance.
That's something my mom would say. Well, the pastor's available.
And then we also have a church secretary that is, you know, the busybody secretary that, you know, you hear about sometimes. There's a little Southern humor, too, because it was filmed in Charleston. And Greenville. I'm not sure always that people get up, you know, here, but it is actually pretty funny. When we've screened it and shown it in the South, people laugh out loud at it because they really
they get
they can relate to it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we've seen a little differences there.
Yeah.
And then Greg's daughter, Vanessa Evigan, is also one of the ensemble, you know, the core five women.
Right.
And she's a very, sweet, very sweet, lovely person. And then Robbie Chong is also in it.
Her father's Tommy Chong. Her sister's Ray Dawn Chong.
Of course,
She's wonderful as well. And then there was a local actress from, I think, Charleston or Greenville, South Carolina, named Deborah Capps, and she's one of the five women as well.
Very cool. And you're all beautiful in the cast and everything. Is that important to cast good looking people in movies? I mean, obviously, I think, not every role, right? But still.
Yeah, I don't know that. Well, okay. I don't think it's. Let me step back and try to answer this.
Okay, you don't have to.
I don't think that's what we look for. We look at the characters and we say, okay, you know how you get an idea of a character reading it? And when you read the script and you're like, does this person kind of look the role? For instance, Deborah Capps is a brunette in the movie.
Right.
She really is a blonde.
Yeah.
But we had her as a brunette in the movie because her role, to me, when we all kind of envision it, is more of, and I don't know why to say that, but it is. We just did not picture her as a blonde.
Yeah. And I was much heavier in this picture.
Because
I'm an alcoholic, and I felt that she needed to. She's like a former beauty queen, but she alcoholism has ruined her life.
Yeah.
So, when I read the script, I felt that she needed to be someone that you could look at and see that, you know, she probably at one time was very pretty,
right?
But now alcohol has really ruined
her
looks.
Wow.
So how much weight did you put on for the role?
I don't know exactly. I had already been gaining a little bit of weight because my mom had just been diagnosed with cancer, and so I was dealing with that by eating.
Stressful,
so I was gaining a little weight already, and then this came, and I felt she needed to be a little heavier, so I put on more weight. And in
she did, it wouldn't
all
have
said and done,
skinny.
No, I don't think it would have come across right. So all said and done, when I finally lost all of the weight before and the filming and for the role, I lost 44 pounds.
Oh wow!
And but it, you know, when you see me in this film, it's just. It's not just the weight, but like, you know, camera angles and certain with lighting and stuff, you can make somebody look not as good.
I know.
As,
I'm like, not that angle, please.
But it was important, I think, for the character so that she didn't look, you know, you could tell that she had ruined herself.
Exactly. She's not going to look perfect or anything.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was important.
For those of you just joining us, we're talking about the film called Only God Can. When did you guys release the movie?
It really it's been released in March.
Right.
In March.
Through theatrical on demand, this right. type of distribution.
So where does somebody go to see it, theatrical on
it's
demand?
It's playing in regular theaters, yeah. but right. you have to, like Linda was saying, you have to request it not at your theater, but mm-hmm. through the website.
Gotcha.
You request a certain, like your local theater or something.
Oh, nice.
You say, I want it to
okay.
play here.
It's like
but then
event.
You have
you
to gather, yeah, then you have to gather your friends and sort
That's
of promote
a great
it yourself
idea.
And tell yeah. your church group or tell your friends or, you know, your family. Or something so that enough people reserve tickets.
Yeah.
Because there have to be a certain number reserved before
otherwise they
actually,
won't hold it.
Right.
Yeah. yeah.
But it's working.
What an interesting marketing model
yeah.
that is,
it
you
is.
Know?
It's very working is. Well.
No, but let's say I haven't been successful at that, or maybe it's like I feel that's too much of a hassle just to see a movie. Can I see it online? Can I see it anywhere if I want to watch the whole movie?
As of right now, not since
right
we're
now.
Doing it this style of distribution,
okay.
this is the way it has to
but
be.
Eventually.
Okay, so we have to request. So people go to the website and request
right.
the theaters.
It's a lot of form, yeah, a small form. Just
okay.
their name and zip code because we have to know where they are if they're requesting it. If we don't have a zip code, we don't know where they are.
Right.
So, well, yeah, and then that sets it up to show at whatever their local theater
right.
is.
Right.
But they can't just end it there because then if not enough right, people yeah. reserve the tickets, it's not going to show.
So
right.
so they have to, you know, right. actively. It's
yeah,
like a
build,
grassroots
I mean, yeah.
approach
it
to
it really
to getting
is. You're building
and
the
I'm
community.
Working with churches and uh-huh. I work with just some women's groups and different social groups that I feel would be interested in, you know, across the country in
right.
attending a movie like this.
Right. So let me ask you this, though. I mean, this begs the question today in the internet age and stuff. Wouldn't it be faster to distribute online or something like a Netflix or, you know?
We will look to do that.
I see.
It's
okay.
just anything that's in theaters, you do that first.
Okay.
And then you make it available.
Right.
So we'll stream it. We'll... hopefully, you know, I'm talking to a few people on TV, some kind of a TV deal for it, but it'll be down a little bit down the road.
Right.
It should be a series. I think it should
yeah.
be a series.
It would
yeah.
be a very
cool
series.
We were talking
series.
About that, actually. Yeah,
yeah. that would be
we
so
were
cool.
talking about that.
Yeah.
People are really drawn to the characters and their lives.
Mm-hmm.
The ones Monday night, a lady saw it, and she'd seen it two times before in Charleston. And she's like, I'm just bringing different groups of friends. I just love
really?
It.
Really?
Like,
wow.
It touches
yeah.
everybody that goes see, to
see that's the
it.
Thing. With dramas, that's what happens to
yeah.
me. I don't see nearly enough dramas as I should. You know, being in this age of violence and explosions
yes.
all the time, which I've OD'd on. That's
yes.
why I don't go to the movies
have.
Much, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to love, like, the superhero movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now, it's like the market is flooded with them.
Yeah.
I can't relate to them. And I try,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I try. But it's just like it's not there. Give me some, you know, like one of the memorable movies for me, and it's funny that you mentioned that this is around the funeral or something, but The Big Chill, for example, do you remember that film? And it was before your time, of course. And but you should definitely catch it if you want a good drama friends film.
Yeah.
You know, because I guess like tragedies like this give people an opportunity to be together and,
right.
and actually...
And reevaluate their lives.
That's true.
I mean, how many times a death... I mean, people do. They step back and they think, is my life going the way I want it to? Is there something I can do different? The other thing I think, too, is, you know, your friends support you. You may kind of lose touch over the years and not be as close to certain people, but the ones true friends really do
lifelong friends
stand mm-hmm. by you.
Yeah.
Sure. Even though they don't necessarily like what you're doing, but they're there to help
right.
as much as they can, as much as you'll let them in. And I think that's the other piece you see in the movie is that it depicts the relationships, I think, really fairly well
of lifelong
friends and how they kind of get pushed away sometimes and then come back together, but they're always there.
Very cool. Very nice. The movie is Only God Can, and you guys can go to the website, which was
onlygodcanmovie.com.
onlygodcanmovie.com. And a great cast, a great trailer. You guys can watch the trailer over there. And for those of you just joining us, it's Linda Flannery and Donna D'Errico. And in the last few minutes, I wanted to cover like the Well, we've learned a lot about filmmaking today. I really like it, you know, because it's interesting to know how people approach it differently and everything. Donna, is there like something beyond acting for you in the future?
I mean, I'm getting into producing. I'm writing a screenplay right now that I want to produce, and I'm in the middle of producing a documentary about my expeditions on Mount Ararat in eastern Turkey.
Really? Oh, wow. How cool is that, right? You see, so you always find, like, you got to find new things, exciting things in life, right? Yeah. Wow.
And I hope to work with Linda more on future projects.
Yeah. You know, and so, Linda,
we work really well together.
We do.
Yeah, well, that's good, you know, and I'm sure it comes through in the film. Yeah. Now, what's in the future for you?
Well, I want to do more movies. I've got several scripts that I'm actually looking at, and I started a company called Inspire You Entertainment, and it will be based on inspirational movies. And what I want to do is reach people and help people. And if I can do that through movies and giving people something positive to focus on, then I feel like I've made a difference.
Yeah,
and that's what's
amazing.
Important to me.
Yeah, so. That's amazing. So, you know, when you do it not just for the money or not mainly for the money, I think you can pour a lot of passion.
Soul, yeah.
Yeah, and passion into it, you know. Very cool. Have you made other movies before this one?
No,
this
I'm
is your
tell
first
you,
one.
This is my first
it's your
one.
Debut.
Oh,
yeah.
But I have a lot of experience in the business world, so I feel like that's what's prepared me to do it, and I know enough to get the right people together to do it and to build a good team. It's all about a team for me. Mm-hmm. It's always
it is
been that.
Right. So it's
no
a business.
No matter what I've done. Interestingly enough, I've worked for IBM as a senior manager, ran two Olympics projects, so I've had to deal with lots of different personalities and people, and this is just a different type of project.
Exactly. It lets you mix like analytical and artistic and the creativity.
And I love that.
There you go.
I do. I love it.
Yeah. So good for you. So you've reached what you want to do in your life. You're at a point right now where you're doing what you want to do.
I'm doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
And I'm sure when I came into it, you know, they all knew this was my first movie. Uh-huh. And hopefully now they have a little more respect for me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, I had to prove, I feel like, you know, I probably had to show that I was not just.
She really stepped in. Because
she's like the new kid on the block type of thing, and she has to prove herself.
Right.
Wow.
Well, she just really stepped in with both feet and just took the bull by the horns and really took control of the film.
Great.
Yeah, she did a really great job.
Awesome. Do you see yourself moving to LA permanently at any point, or you just enjoy this, like, what, 50-50% kind
right of? Now, yeah. I mean, like I said, I have two children that are finishing up high school. One's graduating this year, and I've got one more. There's no way I could do it.
Right.
You know, I would never disrupt them. I don't know. It really is going to depend on what happens, but either way, I'm comfortable. Really,
live in both coasts.
Yeah, I really am. So.
Yeah. Wow. I would be too. I would love to live in.
Racking up
I would love to live in two.
Right?
Yeah. Two, three places. Yeah. Wow. I know. I've lived in several other countries, and I always enjoyed it a lot because you suddenly wake up one morning and you're in a new place, you know? And you have to build like a new life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird, you know? I mean, you guys have been through it, you know? So you know.
Yeah.
Very cool. And, So how long were you on Baywatch now? On Baywatch, how many seasons were you on?
Two seasons on Baywatch, two seasons on Baywatch Nights.
Right, okay, so it's four seasons altogether. who was in the cast with you at the time? Do you remember?
On Baywatch?
Yes.
Was Yasmine Bleeth, Gina Lee Nolan, let's see.
Was Tracy
Pam
Bingham
was on there,
too?
Tracy Bingham.
Yeah, because we have a picture of her out here.
Nancy Vallon. Yeah. You know, Hasselhoff, Jeremy,
right?
Jackson,
so most of them went out and became big names after the show, right? I mean, it really put you guys out there,
right? Like, well, during
globally,
the show, at least, while the
globally.
Show was filming, sure,
exactly. But do you feel it opened doors for you?
Oh, of course. I mean, because I went from nobody knowing who I was to almost being a household name, wow. you know, during yeah. The peak of the height of the show,
right.
the show's success. And I think we all did. We all experienced that.
Yeah. And what do you attribute the success of the show to? Was it just the looks, you think?
I think it's sort of the California dream, the right. idyllic lifestyle yeah. of, you know, tan bodies and super white, gleaming, perfect teeth and, you know, blonde hair and yeah, physically fit is. Bodies and these beautiful sunny beaches yeah, where it's
a lot of eye
sunny
candy.
All the time.
A lot of eye
I mean,
candy.
And there's people that are putting on their snow boots and shoveling, you know,
right.
the snow, and they can go watch this beautiful sunny beach, you yeah. know, with people running up and down the beach and having fun. And it's just, you know, it sort of, I guess, was an escape. It's sort
yeah,
of like
that's true.
A peek into this quote-unquote perfect idyllic lifestyle in yeah, California.
I know. Bring me like perfect people, perfect you know, settings and everything.
Perfect weather.
Perfect yeah. weather. Perfect palm everything,
trees,
right?
And, yeah. yeah.
If people only knew what right. it's like to live in
right.
LA. You know?
I mean, they don't know the part about where we would have to cut the roll uh-huh. to send somebody out to fish out garbage out of that was floating
Ew.
Into the shot.
Oh my God.
Or they, or you know, us getting hypothermia because the water is so ice cold.
Yes.
And we would be in the water for hours filming before, you know, when the sun was just coming up and it is freezing, but we had to pretend we were so warm and cozy and we're just having the best time.
Yeah. You're like, I definitely need a raise.
They don't see the trash or the pollution or the freezing water right. that just looked idyllic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
you know, you couldn't even tell when it was raining on us while we were filming.
Really?
It doesn't really register. The rain doesn't register on camera, so we just yeah. would act like it was sunny.
And your hair is getting flatter and flatter.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah, you see the things people will do for acting, right. you know, and everything. But that's cool. I mean, Kelsey sometimes has to be in kind of dangerous locales. You go on like rocks and stuff. You know, I worry you're going to break your neck or something.
I know. On location.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Donna D'Errico, Linda Flannery, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
you guys
for
are
having
like
us.
A lot of fun. Let's promote the film one more time. Give us the website again, Linda.
Oh, it's onlygodcanmovie.com and Facebook is onlygodcanmovie. Like us and follow us.
Yeah, and you got to. I mean, this is the coolest thing, folks. It's like by wanting the movie, you're going to get it.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Right?
It is.
Yeah, just ask for it and it'll happen for you. But go on the website and fill out the simple form there. And yeah, now I'm intrigued. But I figured in L.A., I'm sure it's going to happen, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's going to show in L.A. Yep. So we should just should be looking out for it, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
You'll be updating it on the website. Site and everything too, like
keep
what
it very
cities
up to
you're
date,
in.
Yeah. We keep it very up to date.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And my number's on there too. I'm one of the people. If they contact, I'll call you back. So
wow, there you go. You see,
very hands on.
Yeah,
I'm very
hands on. Very connected to the audience. That's awesome, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course, much success with the film. I mean, I'm really excited. I'm dying to see it now. I'm telling you.
I want you to see it. You'll like it.
Yeah, and I just saw the trailer, or actually half the trailer, really, and I just loved it. You know, because like I said again. It's a drama movie. There's some humor in it, like you said.
There is some humor.
Human drama and everything. And I think probably a couple lessons to learn from it, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Donna
you.
And
thank
Linda,
you
thank
so
you so much.
Thank
All the
you.
Best to you.
Thank
and
you.
And come back with your new films as well, you know?
Yeah.
We'd always love to have you. All right, Kelsey,
sure.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.